Everybody's okay. 1-1 pitch is poked into shallow center field. Ewing runs underneath it, makes the catch up high. It retires Ignafo. Drops to 1-4-3 against Wenninger. Bradenburg next. Yeah, struck out twice. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen. They would love Wenninger to go the distance in this game. Save everybody else for what's going to be a long week ahead. Bradenburg socks one in deep center. Ewing, though, is there. He makes the catch. Two hands high above his head. Two batters, two flyouts. That ball didn't travel that much. The bat sounded solid, but well short of the warning track. Jesus Hernandez at the plate hit an RBI double last time. Ball that might have been misread by Rosa in left field. First pitch called strike at 95. Wenninger loosey-goosey right now. Letting it fly. My fastball, same spot, 94. Do whatever he'd like. Shakes off Hernandez once. We're going to get the split change. 0-2 on the way. Now a fastball. Foul ball off to the right. Middle fastball. Hernandez just peppering it foul. Wenninger from the windup. 0-2 again. Curveball too high. Looked like it might have slipped initially. Was that just the setup pitch? The 1-2. Curveball again, and it's whacked up the middle for a base hit. And that's going to go into left center. Hernandez might turn on the Jets. No, he's going to stop and go back. It's a single. Now, Wenninger got ahead, nothing in two. Threw him a fastball, then a couple of curves. Surprised he went back to that curveball. So that's going to bring up Despina, who's been the biggest threat for the Mets, against the Mets in this series. And he's driven in 6 of the 14 Jupiter runs in the two games thus far, including an RBI, a two-run single last time up. First pitch to him is a ball at 92. Wenninger's 1-1 pitch. Miss low for ball two. Another fastball. Hernandez, a medium-sized short lead. Despina takes this ball inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Another fastball. Those fastballs that were 94-95. From the windup to Hernandez are now 91-92. 3-0 pitch. Low strike at 91. Despina keeping the bat on his shoulders. Mets lead 4-3. 2 outs, runner on first in the bottom of the 6th. Three-one pitch, runner goes, pitches high, a fastball. And Despina is on first base. That pushes Hernandez up to second. Looked like the Mets were, Wenninger were approaching the 1-2-3 inning. Two quick outs, two flies to center. But a single and a walk. Going to bring McCants to the plate with the tying run on second and the go-ahead run on first. Kyle Rogers, another mound visit. And because of this, and I think if Wenninger could go back, the way he approached that Hernandez at-bat, got him behind 0-2, and I wonder why that he didn't throw that split change. I think he'd fiddling around with the curveball. He had him, you know, right in the crosshairs that 1-2-3 inning. Tried with the curveball a couple times. Didn't work out. Now the pitch count starting to drive up a little bit this inning. Now if he had had a 1-2-3 really quick inning here, that gives him a shot for the seventh. But now the Mets are going to get Amons loose in the bullpen. This changeup misses high and away to McCants. McCants has been around Jupiter a long time, all of last year, all of this year. Looking for a clutch hit. He's 0 for 2 against Winninger today. He takes this fastball for a strike at 91. Sitting just below the Mendoza line, 199. Changeup fades away. Two balls and a strike, and Winninger muttering something into his mitt. And you got the lefty Yerel Martinez on deck. Lefty Amons is getting ready in a hurry. 2-1 to McCants, and he will take a ball inside. And the Mets do not challenge this. It was close, and it's 3-1. Hernandez on second, Despina on first, big leads. Time is called, and Amons' pause from the bullpen has escaped down near the first base line. Let me pause while that's collected. It's clinging to this one-run lead. Jupiter looking for the rally in the bottom of the sixth. Winninger's 3-1 pitch. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third base. Safe! Double steal. Hernandez to third. Despina to second. Pitch swung on and missed for strike two. That'll make it a full count. I don't know if that was a hit and run or not. Either way, Hernandez just did get his foot in. Tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run on second. Winninger's 3-2 pitch to McCants is fouled away. This is a make-or-break moment in this game. A hit here and two runs scored. The Mets are going to be down to three outs in the top of the seventh. Escape. And they'll be looking for some insurance in the seventh. Winninger. 3-2 pitch. Low check swing on appeal. Did not go. Ball four. Base is loaded. Yukari De La Cruz looking down into the bullpen. Yerel Martinez, the batter. Well, Amons has got to be ready, and he's going to come in. That has to be extremely frustrating for Jack Winninger. Two outs, I believe, on the first three or four pitches of this inning. Gets ahead of the number. The third hitter, 0-2, can't finish him off. Single, two walks. He's out of the game. Amon's going to be called upon to put out this fire. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second, insurance run at first for Jupiter.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Yael Martinez just 4 for 34 against the Mets this season. He's the batter at the plate, the former St. Lucie Met. Amons throws this first pitch, slider, strike one. Martinez 0 for 2 today, a strikeout, reached on an error. Correction 4 for 33. Not had a good campaign against his former mates. 0-1 pitch, down and away. If you're Amons, well, there's nowhere to put him. Got to throw strikes, can't throw one to the backstop. Being asked to get the 4-out save. Has to get out number one first. 1-1 pitch, slider in for strike two. A challenge by Martinez. He's already lost one. And he wins this one. That is a big swing. Instead of being down to his last strike, he now works ahead 2-1. It's a good challenge. 2-1 pitch, he takes a big cut and fouls it back, loses his helmet in the process. Lehman's to the fastball this time. Mets up a run. Bases loaded, two outs. Amons looks back to second. The pitch home. Just miss. Amons immediately wants the challenge. Immediately asks for the challenge. Ball or strike? Strike three! He won it! What a pitch by Ryan Amons. Umpire Tyler Green got it wrong, but Amons with the challenge makes sure it's overturned. He strands the bases loaded, and the Mets maintain their 4-3 lead through six innings with one to go.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Mets lead by a run. They'd like to lead by more by the time the bottom of the seventh rolls around. Starlin Mercado, a ground ball right out to second. Long underhand flip by McCants in time. And Hoeing, who's on a major league rehab assignment, back out there for the seventh, has now retired all four batters he has faced on just 13 pitches. Going to be hard to get a run off of this guy. He looks sharp. Vicencio next. He homered back in the third. If you're just tuning in, this game started 31 minutes late due to a storm in the area, which missed us. Now it's beautiful out. Mets hit three solo home runs within the first three innings to take a 3-0 lead. Jupiter taking advantage of some shaky Mets defense in the outfield, scoring three with two outs in the fourth to tie it, but the Mets taking advantage of three walks in the fifth. Ronald Hernandez, two-out RBI hit, breaking the tie. And they had to hang on for dear life last inning. A single and two walks, loaded the bases with two outs, but Amons gets the called third strike after challenging for it. DeVincenzo fouls the pitch off. It's 2-1. Hoeing's next pitch is a bunt attempt and missed. Called strike two. I took a look between innings at the StatCast. How close was that strike three? We're talking that ball, just a sliver of it, was in the zone. It was not a ball or a strike by that much. Definitely, though, in the zone and too close to take if you're Martinez. 2-2 pitch coming to VivaSensio, and he takes it low for ball three. Fastball at 95. There is another pitcher warming up for Jupiter. Can they possibly use five pitchers in a seven-inning game? Trending in that direction. 3-2 pitches bounced foul off the plate. Jupiter in the ninth. It will feel like the ninth. Seventh and final inning of regulation. We'll have 9-1-2 coming up. DeVincenzo bounces another ball foul to the Jupiter side. And Amons will be the pitcher. The three batters he's going to face are right-handers. Hoeing's 3-2 pitch, and it's grounded right out to the shortstop. Hernandez gobbles it up, flings it to first. DeVincenzo out by a step. Two up, two down. All five retired. By Hoeing. Nelson Prada, the manager, writing something on his clipboard. Boston Barrow introduced over the PA, and Boston will actually get to bat against the big leaguer Hoeing. Barrow, a home run, a walk, and two runs today. Takes a called strike. Got this game started with a bang. He homered as the first batter of the game. Wait two-plus days to finally get back to action. Made it worth the wait. The ball and a strike. In the dirt, two balls and a strike. Hoeing working exclusively from the stretch. 2-1 pitch. A dribbler picked up in fair territory by the catcher and now overturned to a ball or foul. So he called it fair. He called it fair initially when it was clearly foul. And then he corrected himself to foul. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And Nelson Prada, manager for Jupiter, is going to come out and have a word about this. It definitely was foul. I heard a large yell come from the Mets dugout when it was initially called fair. An umpire basically mid-play changing his mind. It was picked up by Ignafo and thrown down to first base in time, but initially ruled fair, then called foul, and now the umpires are going to get together. Again, this was right in front of home plate. It's got to be the home plate umpire's call. I can't imagine that Robert Bonet, way down the first base line, almost in the outfield grass, is going to overturn that. And that appears to be the case. Yeah, they're not going to overturn that. No, Prada goes back to the dugout. And the at-bat will continue. Instead of a ground out to the catcher, we have, I believe, correctly ruled the foul ball. Barrow back in there. Hoeing. The 2-2 pitch It's a dribbler up the third base side, and that's going to die in the grass. It's an infield single by Barrow. Third baseman Mabry just walks up to it. All he can do is pick it up and throw it back into the dugout. So Barrow with the two-hit game, and every time he's gotten on base, he has scored. Jesus Baez at the plate. He has singled and walked. Also, a strikeout sandwiched in between. First pitch, a ball outside. Mets leading 4-3. Two outs, runner on first, top of the seventh. Owings pitch swung on and missed the fastball at 94. So his streak of five straight batters retired to open this rehab assignment comes to an end. The 1-1, swing and a miss on the fastball at 93. Baez will flip the bat upside down and catch it and use his timeout. Flat-footed late swing. A pitch that he clearly didn't see well. Owings set for the 1-2. Delivers. Skipped away to the backstop. Barrow bounces up to second base on the wild pitch. Counts two balls and two strikes. Nafo did not do much to get in the way of that. Tried to pick it instead of using his body. So Barrow in scoring position, a hit could give the Mets that all-important insurance run. Swing and a miss instead. Baez strikes out and barks at himself in frustration. No runs to the Mets, one hit, no errors. One man stranded in scoring position. He'll have to hope that one run is enough to win in regulation. Amon's jogging back out as the Mets attempt to end this five-game losing streak.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill
and an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ryan Ammons finds himself in these spots oftentimes. Mets have been bedeviled late in games, close games on the road. Started to turn that around their last road series in Dunedin. Let's see what they have here today in game one of the doubleheader. First pitch to Mabry. Is a ball. Tough day for Mabry. He's struck out and hit into a double play. Fastball just missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Amon's got that all-important strike out of Yoel Martinez with the bases loaded to end the sixth. 2-0 pitch, and it's fouled straight back. Mabry took a healthy cut. Jack Winninger, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts on 89 pitches. The way that top of the bottom of the 6th was unfolding, thought he'd get through it quickly and he'd be out there in the 7th for the complete game as this ball is fouled away. But the Hammerheads got a 2-out hit and a couple of walks against him to chase him. Amon's battling back from 2-0 to 2-2. The pitch, breaking ball, hit high and deep into left center. Two Mets are converging, and it's going to be Ewing calling off Rosa for the out. Ball was pushed back towards Ewing anyways, but, man, those guys were off like rockets on contact. It was definitely hit in the alleyway, but hit high enough where Ewing could get there, lost his cap in the process. That's out number one. Now back to the top of the order. You got Shade and Infante. They both have gotten on base and scored today. First pitch, swing and a miss by Shade. Home run cut. One thing I like about Ryan Amons, he straight attacks guys. He's not fooling around out there. 0-1 pitch. A little high with the changeup. And that save early in the last series against Daytona. A 1-1 pitch is a floater over Cuevas' head. He's running for it. Gives away, and Villavicencio's there to make the catch. And Cuevas kind of ducked out of the way, peeled off, and Kevin ran under it. Second baseman's ball. Good communication there. The Mets are now away. Amon's doing his best to make this a non-dramatic, anticlimactic inning. They threw 11 pitches, 10 strikes in his last save opportunity last Tuesday, closing out a two-run lead in the 9th against the Tortugas. A swing and a miss on a slider. And we pitched Martinez well. He's throwing a ton of strikes since falling behind Mabry 2-0. Infante swings and misses, and now the Mets are a strike away. Amons looks like he's just gaining confidence with each pitch, and now he's just one more good pitch away from ending this ballgame. Amons set. The 0-2. Struck him out. Foul tipped into the mitt, squeezed by Hernandez. Ball game over. Mets win. Say goodbye to the 5-game losing streak. The Mets take down Jupiter in game one of today's doubleheader by a score of 4-3. They're piling out of the dugout and the bullpen to form that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. They beat Jupiter 4-3. Cough building a 3-0 lead, coughing it up all in one inning, then quickly snatching it back and clutch pitching from Winninger and Amons at the end. And the Mets are back in the winner's column after having to wait extra long. They had not won since last Wednesday. They came close to a monster comeback on Tuesday. Then we had to sit around on Wednesday and Thursday for the postponements. Back at it today, and immediately a good sign when Boston Barrow, the first batter of the game, homered. A nice win for the Mets, and that is a tough loss for Jupiter, which came into today's game percentage points ahead of their Roger Dean neighbor Palm Beach in the standings. And they lose by one run at home to a struggling team. And now they are half a game behind the Cardinals. Same amount of losses, but one less win. Jupiter's now 32-27. Mets 20-39. Winning pitcher, Jack Winninger. He earned it. Losing pitcher, Luis Vizcaíno, in his debut, walked 3 batters, took the loss. Ryan Amons picks up the save, which is his third of the season. Winninger's record now 2-3. Vizcaíno 0-1. Home runs in this game from Barrow, his second. Villavicencio was first. Ronald Hernandez, his third. and his second one here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And Ronald Hernandez also the tie-breaking hit with two outs in the fifth inning against the reliever Justin Storm. Gave up that inherited run. Now, we wait for game two. 6:30 Eastern time right now. We expect game two to commence somewhere around the 7 o'clock hour. Both teams have collected their belongings from the dugout and are heading back to their clubhouses beyond the left field line, intermingling. Grounds crew already at work getting the field set for game two. Weather is getting better as we go on here this evening. Fans are piling in to the ballpark, so we should be good to go for game two in roughly half hour's time. We'll come back on the air right around 7 o'clock with an abbreviated pregame show. We'll bring you the starting pitching matchup, the lineups, and that should take us very close to first pitch in game two as we try to get the series back on track after all that rain moved through Wednesday and Thursday. Right now we're going to pause the broadcast. We'll raise the broadcast back up at 7 o'clock, and the Mets will be going for the doubleheader sweep and the series lead, while Jupiter will be looking for the doubleheader split and the series lead. Once again, your final from game one, Mets hold off the Hammerheads 4-3. We will talk to you at 7 o'clock. back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, as we get set for game two of today's doubleheader between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. First pitch is indeed scheduled for right now, 7 o'clock. We are going to be a hair late. That's not unsurprising or unexpected. Game one officially ended at 6:27. They like to say half an hour later we start, but it's usually around 35 to 40 minutes for guys to go in, get something to eat, change, get stretched back out. By the time you do the pregame ceremonies, usually running 35, 40 minutes before between games. Field is lined. Plate meeting just occurred. Umpires swapped out. You have now Robert Bonet calling balls and strikes as the home plate umpire. Tyler Green, the base umpire. All the dignitaries and pregame folks are down on the field. Jupiter, their starting pitcher, Kaner Benitez, is warmed up. He should be coming out shortly. Mets starting pitcher is Franklin Gomez. Mets will be going for the sweep in the doubleheader, and they're trying to take a 2-1 series lead. The series is right now tied at 1 after Jupiter won by a run. High-scoring affair, 11-10 on Tuesday. The Mets winning by 1. Low-scoring affair moments ago, 4-3. Jupiter has taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. We're going to pause for that. Then we'll come back with more on the starting pitchers, the lineups, and first pitch in Game 2 of this doubleheader.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to please rise and remove your caps and join the Mets and the Hammerheads as we honor America. This evening, our national anthem is being performed by Starlight Singers.
Now it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Game 3 of a 6-game series.
Here's the defense this evening for the Hammerheads. The right fielder is John Cruz. Center fielder Colby Shea. Left fielder is Tim.
And also for these teams,
Junior Sanchez.
Game 15 of 27 scheduled. Gosh, they played each other that many times already. Jupiter leads the season series 8-6. It's one of the tighter season series the Mets have had against a Florida State League opponent this season. Mets eliminated from first place contention. Jupiter now half game behind Palm Beach, which is underway right now up at Jackie Robinson Ballpark against the Daytona Tortugas. Starting pitcher is Kaner Benitez for Jupiter. They're turning to a 18-year-old from Samana in the Dominican Republic. This will be his third game for Jupiter after he started the season in the FCL. With Jupiter, 9 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts in his starts. So he's off to a good start in his Jupiter career. The Mets lineup sounds like this. Boston Barrow's going to lead off. He's the DH. Willie Fanyas will bat second. Didn't play in game one. He's the center fielder. Jesus Baez drops down a spot to 3 in the order. Starlin Mercado way up in the order to clean up. Vincent Perozzo didn't play in game one. He's the Mets' backstop, batting fifth. A.J. Ewing, tough game one offensively. Nice plays defensively. batting sixth. He's at second. Jairo Cuevas moves from first base to right field. He's batting seventh. Jose Hernandez is at first base hitting eighth. And Villavicencio right back to the nine spot where he homered in game one, although he moves from second base to third base for this game. Mets have switched over to their orange jersey tops. Jupiter in their blue. So you have battle of alternates tonight. And we're ready to go. Robert Bonet has signaled for the first pitch. It's on the way to Barrow. He slices it foul. And we're underway. First pitch in game two, 7:05. It is 87 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Hopefully a quick one. Second pitch from the lefty. Sweeper outside at 79. Comes almost from that same three-quarter arm slot as Ryan Amons does. Here's a fastball grounded first base side. It'll be fielded and flipped over by Vredenberg to Benitez covering. Benitez maybe a half step slow getting off the mound, but good makeup speed. Barrow, quick in his own right, is retired. 3-1, the putout. And it brings up Willie Fañas, who was idle in game one. Willie had a tough game one, made two outs in the ninth inning, including the one to end the game, one to start the inning, and one to end the game. So the Mets batted around, scoring five runs, but fell just short in that massive comeback attempt. Fañas fouls one away. For Jupiter, these are very dramatic finishes for them. Talked in the first game extensively about how they are a playoff hopeful, and the first half ends after Thursday's games in the Florida State League. 1-1 pitch to Fañas. Slider too high. They blew a five-run lead in the ninth inning on Sunday in Lakeland. They darn near blew a six-run lead in the ninth inning against the Mets on Tuesday. As this pitch is swung on and missed, fastball at 94. And then they overcome a three-run deficit in game one today, only to lose it basically in a bunch of walks. And then they could not come back in the sixth and seventh innings. Another one-run game for Jupiter. Three one-run games in the last three games, and they've won just one of those. Fañas stays alive with the foul. Meanwhile, the Mets, look, it's a simple story for the St. Lucie Mets. When they pitch it well and they play good defense, they win. When they don't, they lose. That's the way the last 11 games have gone. 2-2 pitch to Fañas, and he will line this deep into left field. Chasing back is Kemp Alderman. He's got the ball for out number two. Kemp Alderman added to the roster earlier this week. Finally gets into game action. Two up, two down for the lefty Benitez, who looks like he has a lively arm. That three-quarter arm slot getting up to 94 miles per hour, just 18 years old. Mets will figure to see him a few more times this year. There's a foul tip by Baez, 94 miles per hour. Baez 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and two strikeouts in game one. No score, two outs, nobody on base. Crowd still filing in here to Roger Dean. 0-1 pitches outside. It always makes me wonder when fans look at their tickets for a 6:30 game. They arrive at 6:30 and see the game's already in the seventh inning and all the guys walking off the field. Did we miss something? As this pitch is outside, how many of these fans, who are, I'm sure, very casual fans, really know the doubleheader scenario that's going on today? 2-1 pitch. It's popped up right side. All these doubleheaders are single admission. You don't got to pay twice. You don't got to remove yourself from the premises after game one and get a ticket for game two. No such thing in the minors. 2-2 pitch coming to Baez, and he will foul it straight back again. So you do wonder how many people just wander in with the 6:30 time on their ticket. See a game in the midst of coming to an end, and what the heck is going on here? 2-2 pitch, a big bouncer over the mound out to the shortstop Hernandez. Long throw to first in time for the out. It's a 1-2-3 start for Kaner Benitez. When we return to the ballpark, it's going to be Franklin Gomez on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you, flying solo the rest of the series. Jake Ricker enjoying family time. Fly fishing trip up in Montana. Sounds fun. No such thing as a long break for the number one broadcaster on each team, though. We got a slog through it, rain and all. It's Franklin Gomez on the mound for the Mets. He'll face off against Colby Shade, Jesus Hernandez, Ryan Ignapo. Top three for Jupiter, Vredenberg, Kemp Alderman, John Cruz, the middle three. McCants, Junior Sanchez, Spencer Bromwell, the bottom three. The Mets got a good start from Jack Wenninger. He fell a one out short of a quality start in game one. They used Ryan Amons for the final inning and a third. The first pitch fouled back by Shade. Shade made out number two in the seventh inning back around the 6:30 hour. Pitches outside. Shade 1-4-3 with the double and hit by pitch in game one. Gomez, the 1-1 pitch, a fastball, gets by 89. Franklin Gomez, just like the Jupiter starter, 18-year-old lefty from the Dominican, or rather from Latin America, from Venezuela. Game number 11, start number 7 for him. 1-3 record, a 4.19 ERA. This ball is fisted down the right field line, falling foul. Oh, fair. Fair. I thought that ball was foul the whole way. It dropped in on the line out of the range of Cuevas. It's a seeing eye double. Colby Shade. Right on the line. As ruled by the umpire, Tyler Green, was right there. Not hard hit by any stretch of the imagination. Jesus Hernandez is up next. Hernandez, good game one, 2-for-3. And he couldn't get the bat back to him in the ninth or seventh inning there. Check swing on the first pitch. He did go around on appeal. Strike one. Did I call Colby Shade getting a double? He got a single. He should have gotten a double. He's at first base. He's hustling out of the box there. I think everybody in the ballpark thought that was a foul ball. Going to be. Cuevas couldn't get there. Now he's trying to go. He's in a rundown. Throw to second base. Wow, not going to be in time. Shade just using his speed. Gomez throwing over to first. Hernandez gets it. Fires up to second base and Ewing. And just not in time. Operation too slow. Stolen base. If you're the Mets, you got to match Colby Shade's speed He did not. Pitches inside. So that's the case where that batter, Shade, knows he should have been at second, and he was bound to get there anyways, bound and determined to try at least. And that should have got him. 1-1 to Hernandez, and he'll take a strike. This is the Mets' first doubleheader of the season. Always interested to see how teams approach these doubleheaders. Some St. Lucie Mets teams in the past have had good doubleheader records and seasons, plenty of experience. 1-2 pitches, line foul. Then you had the 2018 team, which infamously started 3-0 in doubleheader games and then lost, I believe, 15 in a row. Got to be a joke where everybody in the locker room knew the loss was coming. This team could not perform in a doubleheader. So, good signs for St. Lucie so far. Pitches inside. You know, hopefully as a team, it's such an individualized sport in a team setting, especially at the minors. Not much chemistry to be found. Guys are coming and going. It's more about developing than winning. As this pitch is high for ball three. But you'd like to, as a team, if you can, try to find one thing that you can hang your hat on. And maybe, for the St. Lucie Mets, maybe it'll be a you know, playing well out of delays or doubleheaders. Maybe that's the ticket. 3-1 pitch coming to Hernandez. Shade's going to try to steal third. Throw to get him, and he is going to be out. Oh, what a terrible mistake by Colby Shade. Caught stealing third base for the first out of the inning. Great throw by Perozzo. On the money to Villavicencio. Got the easy tag down. It was ball four. So unless the Hammerheads and Shade just think that Gomez just ignoring him or can't deal with base runners, that was a bad decision. A walk. Now look, the Mets will trade the walk for caught stealing a third base. That was bad. Ground ball to third. Nice stop by Villavicencio. He's going to go to first and get the out there. Well, he fielded it while spinning around, and it looked like he might have caught a spike. And instead of trying to whip it to second, steadied himself and made a very accurate throw to first base to get the guaranteed out of Ignafa. That ball was hit hard and was on him quick. So Hernandez up to second. There's two outs, no score in the game. And the batter is Brock Vredenburg. A very questionable decision by Colby Shade. Interesting first inning for him. As he should have had a double, then got away with the steal and base up to second to make up for it, and then gave it right back. He caught stealing. Vredenburg 0 for 3, two strikeouts in game one. 1-0 pitch called strike at the knees. Single, a walk, a ground out, and a caught stealing in this inning. Gomez delivers the breaking ball fouled away. And he's working ahead of ball and two strikes. Talking about the Mets dealing with delays this year. Haven't had many, but you go back to that Dunedin game as we pause here with the umpire getting new baseballs. That Dunedin game on a Friday night. Mets entering an hour and 20-minute delay. Tide came out of it, played really well to finish out the game. Won a doubleheader game. Maybe this will be their thing. Pitches fouled away. Some teams react better to these situations getting out of sync than others. A 1-2. Gomez throws this and it's hit high and deep to right field. Long run, and that's going to be bouncing off the warning track and over the wall. Fanyas couldn't get there. Vredenburg will go halfway to third and go back. It's a ground rule double, and that'll give the Hammerheads the lead. 1-0. Jesus Hernandez on second base to start that. Gets awarded home plate and the ground rule double. Jupiter gets its first lead of the day. So, Gomez jumps ahead. Ball and two strikes, can't finish Freidenberg, the lefty, off. Not the best start here for Gomez as this is fouled away. He's faced four batters and three have gotten on. So looks a little off his game. Set for the 0-1 to Alderman. And Alderman takes, call it strike two, fastball 89. Alderman getting his first at-bat of the season for Jupiter. O-2 pitch, a ground ball to Villavicencio. Nice pick off the shoe tops. Good throw. And he retires Alderman. Two nice plays by Kevin at the hot corner this inning. But Freidenberg does tag Gomez for a two-out ground rule double. Drives in a run. Jupiter has a 1-0 lead going to the second.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. We are in inning number 9 now of the day out of 14. Mets find themselves trailing for the first time. It will be Mercado, Perozo, and Ewing, three lefties against this appears to be tough lefty 18-year-old Benitez. First pitch, Mercado yanks it foul into his own dugout. Mets won game one 4-3. The 3-0 lead through three innings on three solo homers. Coughed it up in the fourth. Got it back in the fifth inning. Three walks and an RBI single by Ronald Hernandez. And Wenninger and Amons held the line in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Pitches inside. Mets snapping a five-game losing streak and their five-game winning streak in which they committed two errors and gave up 9 runs. Then the five-game losing streak giving up 50 runs, committing 12 errors. As Mercado pops this one left side, long run for Sanchez. He's going to make the running catch and foul ground in his own bullpen. And Mercado is a foul-out victim. Benitez has retired all four Mets. They were shifting him, so that was an extra long run from Sanchez, who was essentially running from shortstop. And here's Vincent Perozo. And Mets only giving up 3 runs and only 1 error in game one today. It was an error that was erased on a double play ball right after, so harmless in the end. That's the trick. You can give up hits. You can give up hits as a pitcher and still find your way to the winning circle. But you can't walk a bunch of guys. You can't hit a bunch of guys. balk, throw wild pitches. Errant pickoff throws, all things the Mets did on the mound in that five-game losing streak, which they were blown out most of those games. The other team beats you swinging the stick, so be it. You play good defense, throw it over the plate, more than likely going to wind up with games like the Mets just had. Pitches high and in. It's 1-2 on Perozzo. And the crazy thing about it is that this Mets roster, as you wait on the 1-2 to Perozzo, and he swings and misses and strikes out. This Mets roster, largely the same from the five-game winning streak to the five-game losing streak. And not like a ton of personnel was turned over. So the guys know what they got to do. You know, the hitting, as this pitch is a ball high, in that 10-game stretch, the first five were wins, the last five were losses. The hitting was essentially close to level through the whole stretch. It's all about the pitching and the defense. Mets had games where they, you know, during the streak where they won, scoring three, and then a game where they lost, scoring 10. This ball is hit a mile high by Ewing, way up there to right field. Ballpark will hold it. Cruz is underneath. He makes the catch. Benitez has thrown two perfect innings so far. He and the Hammerheads lead the Mets 2-1 in the middle of the second. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Franklin Gomez, somewhat shaky start there in the first inning. Didn't look that sharp. A couple of hits, including a double, a walk, which scored. He throws a ball high to John Cruz. In a stretch of three straight lefties, I mean, you would hope he would do well. Pitches outside. He's fallen behind 2-0. Very animated character on the mound, Mr. Gomez. Doesn't exactly hide his emotions. This is outside, hopping around out there. He always jumps over the line and smacks himself really hard on the thigh when he runs out from the dugout. 3-0 pitch to Cruz, and he walked him on four straight. I'm going to be walking lefties. He's a lefty pitcher. Kind of looks skyward in disgust.
The second baseman report from Pensacola, Jordan McCants.
Jordan McCants, another lefty, will come up. A chance for a redo here. But nice crowd here. Weather's gotten much better as the night's gone on. As the pitch comes in for strike, it's a promotion called Starry Night. at the Dean. You can have fans come on the field after the game and look at the stars and after fireworks go off. McCants pulls this one down the right field line. Trouble affair, and it is fair. Lands just on the line again. McCants is going to hold with the long single throw. Goes to second. Skips away. Vivasencio can't get it. Gomez is backing it up off the tarp. Run's going to come in. It's 2-0. As the throw from the right fielder Cuevas just skirted all the way through the infield and over towards the tarp and foul ground. Vivasencio couldn't scramble to it. Gomez wasn't properly backing it up. So Cuevas did a great job to get to it in the corner. But then that throw in left a lot to be desired. So it will be an error on the throw. That's first error in this game. Second of the day. McCants, who was held to a very long single, surprisingly so, jogs up to second and does not get an RBI. There's a pitch for a strike. So already in this inning, got a walk and an error. Things that plagued the Mets in that five-game losing streak that they, by and large, did not let hurt them in game one today. There's a dribbler foul. Without that throw getting all the way through the infield, it was going to be first and third. It's not like the Mets were going to be in great position before that throw got through the infield. It's a foul tip for strike three. Good bounce back as Sanchez is retired. At that string of three straight lefties, a walk, single, error, and then the strikeout. Now back to the righty and Spencer Bromwell. Bromwell didn't play game one. Trying to steal third, throw to get him. Perfect. McCants is caught stealing, slides headlong into Villavicencio's mitt and is a little shaky getting up. What are the Jupiter Hammerheads doing? They've now been caught stealing third base twice by Perozzo, and neither particularly close. There must be something in the scouting report that they do not think that Franklin Gomez, either his delivery or the way he pitches with base runners, they must not think it's very effective. So those are two really poor outs. Two down. The Mets will gladly take that. And here's a ball that's fouled away by Bromwell. I've never been... You got to look at the situation, right? Like, you're at second base with two outs. You're already in scoring position. Would he like to get to third? Sure, of course he would. Here's a line drive up the middle. That's going to be stopped on a slide by Ewing. Gets up and puts it in his back pocket. Great sliding stop by AJ out there in the shallow part of the grass, but they did the wise thing by not throwing it. Bromwell with a hit. Well, that's why you try to steal third base, because you score on that play from third but not from second. But any hit to the outfield, you're already scoring from second base. So I get it. I get trying to steal third with two outs to get yourself 90 feet away, bring in a pass ball or a wild pitch into play. Certainly the Mets very top end of the league in those two categories. Get thrown out at third base twice in two innings. Not good. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed by Shade. The first time through the order has been completed, and a lot of success for Jupiter. Two runs. Not many batters made outs. Only three. They've run themselves out on the bases twice. Those are your other two outs. And Gomez has got a lot to improve upon here. Second time through the order. He's ahead of Shade, nothing in two. Pitch home, hits him on the elbow guard. And I think it broke a part of it. Went flying into pieces. Mets are going to complain that he leaned into it. Jeremy Colonna, the bench coach, the first one to yell it out. And Yuki now coming out there, and the umpires are going to get together. Well, the base umpire, Tyler Green, standing behind the mound, he got a great look at that. I would not be surprised if this was overturned. It did look like he kind of leaned in a little bit, made no effort to get out of the way. Nelson Prada is going to be very intent in watching this. Shade has not gone down to first yet. He's awaiting the result of this. Hanging outside the batter's box. Oh, they're going to send him to first. And now Yuki's going to want further explanation. So it is going to be hit by pitch. Yeah, Mets were right on that. They were right on that from the dugout. I don't think I've ever seen like pieces of the elbow guard go flying either. So the explanation is made. Yuki will go back to the dugout. Appears unsatisfied. So this is how it sounded for Franklin Gomez so far in the mound in this game. Single, walk, ground out, double, ground out, walk, single, strikeout, single, hit batter. Way too many base runners. First 10. 7. He's faced 10 batters. Has only retired 3. Might be fortunate just to be down 2-0. Here's a line drive foul off the screen down the right side by Jesus Hernandez. Bromwell on second, Shade on first. Now you can look at it two ways. That Bromwell, he barely muscled the outfield grass, and Shade was hit. Not like they've tattooed Gomez. Another ball fouled off to the right. And the only really hard hit ball against him, that Vredenburg ground rule double out to deep right center. O2 pitch inside corner for strike 3, and we have a challenge by Hernandez. Mets are leaving the field. Gomez has already crossed the line, and now they can all leave. It's confirmed strike 3. Jupiter loses its first challenge in game 2. Shaky inning, just like the first inning, but Gomez limits the damage to just 1 run. Mets will find themselves down 2 when they come to the plate in the third.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets down 2 in the third. They are looking for a base runner. 0 for 6 against this young Buck Benitez. First pitch, well, that was almost a base runner as Cuevas has to dodge out of the way. Somehow missed him. A 1-0. This one down and out. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch fouled away. I hear some rumbling and some music going on. It's not in the ballpark. There's this small outdoor amphitheater behind us in this Abacoa community. 2-1 pitch. Check swing inside. 3-1. We're in Jupiter, Florida, but there's this small little community called Abacoa. It's nice that the ballpark is situated in every kind of thing, kind of built around the ballpark. 3-1 pitch, and it's looped into shallow center field. Long run for Shade. Still coming on. Makes the catch. And shallow left center. Make it 7-up, 7-down. Cuevas retired, and Jose Hernandez coming up. It's down 2-0 with one out in the third. So they got this beautiful golf course. When you get off the exit, they got this Main Street, they call it. A Main Street Grill behind us, and Hokkaido, a hibachi place, snow cone place. And they have this bunch of shops, parking garage, Florida Atlantic Satellite School. This pitch is outside. So, you know, houses, townhouses, apartments. You got a lot going on in this little Abacoa community. And they have this outdoor amphitheater right behind the stadium. And they do things on Saturday nights. As this pitch is outside. Usually it's like a block party once a month. A 3-1 pitch outside for ball four. Hernandez takes the walk. He becomes the Mets' first base runner of the night. He's going to bring the tying run via Vicencio to the plate. That was, you know, we got to the ballpark today at 1:30 for a 4 o'clock doubleheader. So I took a walk around Abacoa there just to stretch the legs, knowing I'd be sitting in this booth for hours upon hours tonight. Yeah, they were setting up for it. The band was rehearsing. Food trucks were pulling in. This ball is fouled straight back by Vicencio. And at least last year, they tried to move game times up on days that there would be music out there. That way the music didn't flow into the ballpark since they're right next door to each other. But today I can hear it. A slider for a strike. We were here back in April and they did the crawfish festival out back, the Cajun festival, and I went and snuck in and got my bag of beignets. Couldn't eat too many though. Not before going on the air. Put you right to sleep. Balk has been called. Balk has been called before the pitch. Tyler Green yelling it out for all to hear. Illegal move by Benitez, sending Hernandez up to second. Pitch which was outside does not count. Remains 2-0. Correction, 0-2. On Vicencio. Hit could bring in a run, and here it goes out into left field, falling fast, and it's down and in for a hit. Hernandez gets the wave. It's booted around by Alderman. He nearly boots it to the infield. It'll be an RBI single for Vicencio, and Kemp Alderman off the IL comes in and boots that ball. He was gathering it for a throw home, but maybe peeked up too soon off of his glove, and then he kicked it. So the Mets are on the board, their first hit and run in one swing, and they have diced this lead in half. It's now 2-1. Vicencio having a nice doubleheader. And a home run in game one, plus that nice defensive play in the eighth inning, seventh inning. Two nice defensive plays here in game two at third base. Now he's got a hit and an RBI. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, goes out to the mound for a visit. Balk playing a role in this, so helps take the sting out of a couple of miscues by the Mets. By the way, three runs scored in this game. How do you think all three of those runners who scored got on base? All on walks. Mound visit over. Boston Barrow back at the plate. First pitch to him. Sweeper across for ball one. Barrow grounded out to start the game. He started the game earlier today with the home run. Takes this pitch for a strike. Didn't like it. Won't challenge it. Mets in game one. 2-for-3 in their challenges. None bigger than Amon's getting the called strike three on the challenge to end the sixth inning with the bases loaded. There's a terrible pickoff throw by Benitez, but it's saved by Vredenburg. And the first baseman blindly scooping it on his back heels, nearly tumbles down. Benitez, the 1-1 pitch, and Barrow pops it up on the infield, right side, Vredenburg calling for it. Now McCants, the second baseman, makes the catch for out number two. Now Barrow drops to 0-for-2. Vivasensio holds it first. Willie Fanyas will hit next.
Center fielder number 22, Willie Fanyas.
Fanyas, a fly out to left, 0-for-1. That's trailing 2-1 in the top of the third. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled away. Oh, Willie, don't do that. Vivasensio, a great jump. So good that I think if Benitez stepped off, they would have got him for a balk. He could have walked to second base. Take that one for a strike, Willie. That with the runner in scoring position. Out of the way out to the left does nobody any good. Pitch comes home. Check swing. Well, if you're Vivasensio, like after that terrible pickoff throw and he checked in on you a couple of pitches ago, why not get a big lead and go? He's being shifty over there. Pitches home and it swung on and missed. Slider, 1-2. Vivasensio hands on his knees. Not going to run the pitch home. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Gets away, though. Catcher Bromwell picks it up. Throws to first in the nick of time. That will retire Fanyas for good. The inning is over. Productive inning for the Mets. They pick up their first base runner, hit and run of the night. And they trail just 2-1. Halfway through the third inning, you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ryan Anofo is going to lead off for Jupiter in the home third. Jupiter leads by a run. First pitch a ball, second pitch pop foul. Franklin Gomez has been touch and go since the first pitch he is throwing. Four hits, two runs, one earned. He's walked a couple, struck out a couple. 39 pitches entering this inning. Here's a blooper into shallow center field. On comes Fañez. He's got it. First time in three innings that the leadoff man is retired. Always helps. Gomez trying to turn the tide here. Settle down with a scoreless inning. Mets have scored the game's most recent run. Mets playing spoiler this series. That's their role. Nearly pulled off a miraculous comeback on Tuesday. Trailed by six in the ninth. Scored five. Got the tying run to second. We're crashing out. Held on. Exciting 4-3 win in game one today. His time is called. Oh, just had a challenge won by Jupiter. Vredenburg turned ball one into... correction, the Mets won it. Turned ball one into strike one, and then next pitch is up high. Pitch for a strike. One and two. And time called by Vredenburg. Gomez, the 1-2 pitch. Slash down the third base side. It stays fair. Quickly to it, Mercado. And he's going to hold Vredenburg to a long single. It's a good piece of hitting by Brock Vredenburg. Two-strike count, lefty pitcher. Don't try to do too much with it. Third base side is wide open with the shift. Just punched it right down there. 3 feet inside the third base bag. A good hustle by Mercado. Getting that ball before it could get by him into the corner. One out single. A fifth hit for Jupiter today. Matches their game one total. Kemp Alderman hits one high and deep to right. Out of play. Alderman, he's a top prospect in Miami's system. Number nine in their top 30 according to Pipeline. Second round pick out of Ole Miss last year. Oh, lead Mississippi to the 2022 National Championship. College World Series getting underway. All ACC and SEC, right? 4-4. As this pitch is outside. Let's see. North Carolina beat Virginia earlier today at 3-2. That's your ACC matchup. Tennessee beating Florida State 2-1 early. There's a pop fly out of play. Got NC State, Kentucky, Florida, Texas A&M. Your other four, NC State beating Georgia on Monday to advance. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch home, and it's a line drive by Alderman into deep right field. That's another fair ball. Quickly to it is Cuevas. Gets it back to the infield. It's another long single. Alderman, a sharp base hit. Vredenburg did go to third. The inning started harmlessly enough with the flyout. The two college guys, Vredenburg and Alderman, really nice line drive swings the other way against Gomez, who seems a little bit down on himself right now. And a kick in the dirt, walking with his head down, and Kyle Rogers, our substitute pitching coach for the week, heads out to the mound. Every staff member around the Mets minor league organization gets a week off. And, Jordan Krause using this week as his off week. Be back with us next week. It's a something the Mets implemented a couple of years back. It's been a long season for all these coaches. They're away from their families and friends. They're working 6 days a week, and it's not 6 days a week, folks. It's 7 days a week. You know, we got a Monday off day. You'd think that people aren't doing work on Monday. You might be able to get the afternoon off to play golf or something like that, but somebody once relayed to me from a former New York Mets manager, it's not an off day. It's just a day without baseball. First pitch, a strike to John Cruz. Yeah. You'd think the last 2 days, we didn't play baseball, but work was done. So, rainouts, off days, still thinking about the game. So, hopefully Jordan unwinding, deservedly so. Get back at it next week. Should always warn these guys. I should always warn them. Take your off week when we're in Daytona. Don't subject yourself to that setup. There's a pitch for a ball. That's a close pitch. No challenge. Gomez kind of rubbing his hat, thinking about it. 2-1 on Cruz, who drew a walk and scored in the second. Jupiter leads 2-1. They have runners at the corners, one out in the third, trying to score in all three innings. Here's a ground ball to second. Ewing's going to field it. He goes to first and gets the out. Smart play. Run is in. Vredenburg scores. It's 3-1. Alderman up to second. Cruz is out. He gets an RBI from it on the high bouncer. Ewing took the pivot and looked to second. Didn't like his angle and where the runner Alderman was. Let him go. Take the out at first. Not going to get a double play. Throw up to second, it's no good. Now you've just spiraled the inning. Give Gomez a chance to get out of it with just one run as he throws a strike to McCants. To a tally or Jupiter in each of the first three innings, back to their two-run lead. A one pitch to McCants, and he dribbles that foul to the backstop. Gomez set the look back to second. Throws home. Fastball too high, 89. A challenge by Perozzo. And he just got strike three. Now Perozzo heard it before the rest of us because he was popped up and running towards the dugout. Good challenge. Second time today the Mets have won a challenge for strike three to end the inning. So Jupiter scores again, but again, Gomez limits the damage. Mets down 3-1 going to the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Fourth inning, game two. Twilight hours here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jesus Baez at the plate. He takes the ball, went outside from Kaner Benitez. He's given up one hit and one run through his three innings of work. Bullpen getting busy for Jupiter. Baez stings this ball deep center field. Shade looks up. He's back at the track. Backs up. Makes the catch. Very back of the warning track. Blocking out the 400-foot sign. Baez takes his helmet off near second. Puts his head down and jogs back to the dugout. He came oh so close to a dead center home run. And he hits it a little bit to the left or right. He's got a good shot to get it out. That is the deepest, deepest part. Best struck ball of the game for the Mets. Here's Mercado takes a ball. And then grounds went up the middle, off the back of the mound, sweeping in as Hernandez throws to first and gets the out. Nice job by the shortstop for Jupiter. Flies right across the second base bag. Sends Villavicencio, got the Mets on board with the RBI single. Benitez has bounced back and retired all four Mets. Barroso just stole that strike three. Get Gomez out of any more trouble. At the plate, takes this sweeper for a strike. The 0-1 pitch, same pitch swung on and missed. A taken strike and a swinging strike, and now Peroza will use the timeout. The 0-2 pitch. A little low. One, two. Broken bat, ground ball up the middle. Diving try, no good by Hernandez. Peroso's reached with a single. Peroso got that one further to the right than Mercado. Hernandez gave it a dive. I think earlier in the broadcast, I was talking about the music, the live music in the amphitheater behind us, how they do things on a Saturday night. It's Friday. This is how wonky the week has been. I've told myself a million times today, it's Friday, not Saturday. It 100% feels like a Saturday. And it is Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. I wonder if they'll still be doing music out there Saturday. It was a work day. First pitch to Ewing is a ball low. He does represent the tying run at the plate. It's 100%. Feels like a Saturday right now. All discombobulated. Ewing swings and misses, waves over the slider. And he's behind nothing and two. That's a tough pitch. And Benitez has used it well against the lefties. That's a lefty-heavy lineup. 0-2 pitch. Went with the fastball away. Fastball at 93. And just the way the Mets are constructed right now, you got a lot of lefty bats. A 1-2. Peroso goes. Doesn't matter. Ewing swings and misses at that sweeping slider again and strikes out. That'll do it for the Mets in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left. That's a pretty good performance by Benitez. 18-year-old lefty. Very impressive for the Hammerheads. We've reached the halfway mark of game two of today's doubleheader. Jupiter leads 3-1.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
New pitcher alert for the St. Lucie Mets. In the fourth inning, it's Christopher Gomez. It is St. Lucie Mets' debut this season down here. A memorable game, a 12-5 win over Palm Beach. She came in, correction, that was a loss against Palm Beach. She came in and gave up four hits and five runs. Got just one out. But he's straightened out since then. He left that game with 135 ERA. He's whittled it down to 8.74. And he throws ball one inside to Junior Sanchez. Sanchez, Bromwell, Shade, 8, 9, and 1 in the Jupiter order. We've just had a challenge by Perozzo. He's feeling hot right now. And he won it. Last pitch of last inning, first pitch of this inning. He overturns the strike zone. Robert Bonet. Second pitch is fouled back, strike two. Well, today's starter for the Mets, Franklin Gomez, out of there after three innings. 0-2 pitch coming. Fastball high at 93. I don't think he had a whole lot working for him tonight, but you know what he did? He pitched with some grit. And he held the line. He held the rope. Didn't let it go. You let go of the rope means you've checked out and you've given up a bunch of runs. And he limited the damage. Here's a fly to left. Mercado ranging in. Still ranking. He makes the catch. That was a last second lunge. No wind at all to speak of. Sky some purple clouds, visibility good. He makes the play, it wasn't pretty. Here's Bromwell. Gomez, three innings, six hits, three runs, two earned. A couple of walks and three strikeouts on 58 pitches. This ball is blew foul into the seats on the right side. And he gave up a run and two hits in each of his three innings. But he stranded four. Probably didn't have his best stuff, but hung in there and has given the Mets a chance. Fastball, a strike on the corner. Mets only used two pitchers in game one. That's good news. And they have a doubleheader again on Sunday and a nine-inning game tomorrow. Swing and a miss. And down goes Bromwell. Matters two outs for Christopher Gomez. You get Gomez through this fourth inning, fifth inning. Any more, maybe a max out at three pitchers in this game. I was thinking to myself, you know, if the Mets can get through today using five total pitchers out of the 15 on their roster, that leaves you almost everybody else available for three more games, two of which will be Sunday seven-inning games. So you put yourself right in the brink. This ball fouled away. And you got guys who pitched on Tuesday. Gregory Lewis, Miguel Alfonseca, maybe Joel Diaz, who conceivably used again on Sunday. There's a strike three on the corner, and we have a challenge. Shade thinks it's a ball. It is not. Call upheld. Yeah, nice inning by Christopher Gomez. A couple of great placed fastballs. For the first time in game two, Jupiter held off the board. We're entering the back half of game two of today's doubleheader. Mets down 3-1.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Three innings to go in regulation in today's game two. Mets won game one 4-3. They are losing game two 3-1. By the way, Mets winning that first game snapped the streak of five games in a row, giving up double figures in runs. Had an idea that they would stop that bleeding with Wenninger on the mound in a seven-inning game. Cuevas swings and misses. We have a new pitcher, Eliezer Dishmay, the original starter for this game before the second rainout. Put Benitez in there. Dishmay throws a fastball high at 96. It's 2-1 on Cuevas. He flew out against Benitez in the third. This is his second at-bat of the night. Fastball, swing and a miss at 96. And Cuevas will step out and use the timeout. Benitez, four innings, two hits, one run, a walk, three strikeouts, 58 pitches. Promising young lefty. He did well. 2-2 pitch, and Dishmay strikes out Cuevas. He's up to 97 on that one. Hello. Dishmay, a right-hander. Mets going to have to make that adjustment. He's 19 from Santo Domingo in the DR. Another pitcher who started this year in the FCL. Now is in Jupiter. This is his fifth game and his first out of the bullpen. Four starts with 18 hits and 10 runs in 16 innings. So, kind of shaky. We have a ball called and a challenge by the catcher, Bromwell, and he is incorrect. Mets have won their challenges. Jupiter has lost its challenges down to one. Line drive out of play by Hernandez. Jose evens the count, one ball, one strike. A 1-1 pitch, a strike at the top of the zone. 96. 1-2. One-two pitch. Check swing. No appeal. Wasn't that close, apparently. Another heater at 97 miles per hour. Two balls, two strikes. Dishmay from the windup throws one outside at 97. It's a full count. So you got a couple of live arms up here from the Complex League for Jupiter. Sounds a lot like the Mets, right? Setting your top pitchers up to high A and roll in the arms from the FCL. There's a swing that's fouled away. Some live arms, but untested. Now, Jupiter began the season with Noble Meyer and Thomas White as the high school pitchers, both drafted way up there last year. You know, top 30 picks. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. Bromwell going to challenge? No. Too late anyways. Hernandez draws his second walk. Last time he walked, he scored. Vivasensi will come back up. So, Noble Meyer, Thomas White, the two top draft picks for Miami last year, Meyer 10th overall. They started this year in Jupiter, 18 years old. I thought they'd be here almost all year. They're gone. They promoted them to high A. Here's a bouncing ball up the first baseline. No advancing on the bases for Hernandez. And the Marlins pushing them. Pushing them right up to high A, basically right when the weather turned in Beloit, Wisconsin. So, aggressive. I think the Mets are aggressive. And with some of their guys, that's really aggressive. Like 18-year-olds. There's a check swing, doesn't matter, it's a called strike. So, those are two huge losses. You give credit to Jupiter for hanging in there in this divisional race in the first half without those two guys. Over 3 weeks now. Fastball just outside to Villavicencio. And you got a couple of guys here like Dishmay and Benitez called upon to help fill the void. 2-1 pitch. Hernandez is running. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base. A dart by Bromwell. Hernandez is cut down. Great hose by Spencer Bromwell. And he really nailed Hernandez with that one. Perfect strike to McCants. Straddled in the bag. Caught it belt high and snapped down the hand. That's out number two of the fifth. Yeah, Vivasensio was the tying run. Now is not. 3-1 pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Shade wants it. He waits, makes the catch, inning over. A minimum is faced. Strikeout, walk, caught stealing, flyout. We are at the fifth inning stretch in Jupiter. Hammerheads have a 3-1 lead. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Successful first inning for Gomez out of the bullpen. Now Gomez following Gomez. Christopher following Franklin. Christopher, 10 pitches, 9 strikes, 2 strikeouts. 1, 2, 3, 4th. Trying to keep the score right where it is. 3-1 Jupiter. Will be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Hernandez, Ignacio, and Freidenberg. We we know the score here. We know what happened in game one. 4-3 Mets victory. Costly loss for Jupiter. First pitch, and that's rocked to left field, chasing back Mercado. He's going to leap up, and he brought it back. What a great catch by Mercado. It was on him in a hurry, raced back, leaped up, snagged it. Even the home crowd, the mild applause. Defensive play of the night. One pitch, one out. Hernandez is robbed of an extra base hit. Ignafo next. Very active day in the Florida State League as Ignafo swings and misses at the fastball. Mets not the only doubleheader. Fort Myers and Lakeland playing a doubleheader as well. They'll also play a doubleheader on Sunday. They're going to play just five games. They'll play a single game tomorrow. We can't have three doubleheaders in 3 days. Too many. So, one game lost to the schedule in that series as they were rained out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's a fly ball into center field right at Fanyas. Ignafo retired. Two up, two down in the bottom of the fifth. Well, Fort Myers won game one, 1-0, and they're winning game two, 4-3 in the fifth. Lakeland entered the day with a 1.5 game lead over Clearwater. Clearwater's licking its chops. That first score and the current score. Bradenton beat Dunedin 6-0 in a suspended game. That game was suspended 0-0 in the sixth inning. It came out of the suspended game last night from rain. Bradenton scored 6 runs in the seventh. It's 1-0 Dunedin in the second game. Clearwater and Tampa suspended in the third inning, no score. Rain in Clearwater. And Palm Beach and Daytona, another East game, scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. By the way, Daytona's won 2 out of 3. 4 games back, technically still in it. Rooting hard for the Mets this week. Trying to handle their own business against Palm Beach. Trying to sneak in there and steal the division. There's a ball low. So if Jupiter holds this lead to the end, back to a first-place tie. And then whether they go up half a game or down half a game depends on that Palm Beach-Daytona score. Pitch is a called strike to Radenberg. So do tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, plus Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. It's coming right down to the wire in the FSL first half. 2-2 pitch. Radenberg takes it low. It's a full count. Radenberg's having a good night at the plate. The double into single. He's driven in a run and scored a run. Gomez has retired. All 5 batters he's faced. Deep count here to Radenberg. And to avoid pitch clock violation, Perozzo's going to speed out to the mound. And Gomez was... Didn't save it. I don't think Perozzo knows it. He's just now seeing this. He sped out to the mound to save the pitch clock violation. Use a mound visit instead. He gets done, turns around, jogs back, and sees that they've awarded Radenberg first base. The Mets have done that successfully many times this year. But Robert Bonet said, nope, not in time. Ball 4. So the auto ball 4, A.J. Ewing in game 1 took an automatic strike 3. These little things may be occurring if you're sitting for 2 days. Line drive, base hit down the right field line for Alderman. He's got 2 hits. Throw comes to the infield. Alderman is going to be tagged out, going too far. Yes! Wow, Cuevas, what a hose to first base. And Hernandez, who caught it and then ran down Radenberg trying to get back, and now Jose is banged up at first base on that diving tag. Amanda Galone, the assistant trainer, out to have a look. He'll be helped to his feet. Nifty play. Great heads-up play by Cuevas to get that ball back to Hernandez. Turn too wide for Alderman. Inning over. Go to the sixth. Mets still down 3-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the sixth inning, two innings to go. Mets trying to rally here for a comeback win and a doubleheader sweep. Great heads-up play by Cuevas. As Kemp Alderman punched a single into right field, turned around first, didn't realize that Jose was still behind him. Cuevas' throw came in. Jose caught it and ran him down, trying to get back to first. So some base running has been pretty bad for Jupiter in this game. Again, earlier they had a runner caught stealing in the first inning, and then in the second, and then this Alderman back picked. It would have been first and third. Run themselves right out of the inning and an opportunity to score. And Boston Barrow 0-for-2. Dishmay throws a ball and then another. So Jupiter certainly has had a chance to score more than its three runs tonight, keeping the Mets within striking distance. Barrow fights one off foul. Well, I explained the situation at the start of the broadcast way back in the, 4 o'clock, 4:20 time period. Explain it again, what's happened the last few days. 2-1 pitch to Barrow. It's outside, 3-1. We got away with the weather on Tuesday by playing at noon. It was a 12-minute delayed start, no big deal. Played it all the way through unimpeded. Barrow checks his swing, went too far, strike two, full count. Rest of the league, only one other game in the league was played that night. Ironically, it was Clearwater at home, 20 minutes from Dunedin. Dunedin did not play at home. Anyways, so the Mets snuck that one in on Tuesday afternoon. 3-2 pitch to Barrow, and he's going to fly it out of play. Do it again. The weather was so bad down here in Jupiter and in Port St. Lucie on Wednesday, we didn't even get on the bus to come down here. Called that game off at 2 o'clock. Barrow takes ball four outside. Leadoff man aboard against Dishmay. Tying run, Fanius will come to the plate. Matter of fact, we called that off so early, the buses didn't even leave the bus yard in West Palm Beach to come get us. Save the bus drivers a trip. So, that was an early night. Didn't have to drive on down here. First pitch to Fanius, swing and a miss on the changeup. Changeup at 90 miles an hour. Thursday, we knew the weather wasn't good, but there looked like there was going to be a window. So we did bust down, got here about 1:30 for a 4 o'clock doubleheader. Pitches outside. Basically, upon arrival, we were told 4 o'clock has been pushed back to 5 o'clock. Then we got close to 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock became 6 o'clock. And it was starting to clear up around 6. But as we wait on this 1-1 pitch from Dishmay, it's fouled away. The thought was maybe instead of playing a doubleheader, just try to play one, fight through the weather. That was the goal the whole time on Thursday. And then, as the weather started to clear, it was still raining, but teams were starting to make their way out. We realized that there was a giant sinkhole in the center field warning track right up against the wall. It was like 5 feet deep. It was legitimate. 1-2 pitch coming to Fañez. And it's inside for a ball. I mean, this sinkhole, it was a serious thing. I got up close to it. I took a picture of it. I didn't want to get too close. You don't want to make it any worse. You don't want to fall in. But it was a legitimate 5-foot hole in the ground. You couldn't play with that. You couldn't fix that in 5 minutes or an hour. Fañez takes this pitch inside corner for a strike. He's going to challenge immediately. And we wait to see. And this is going to be strike three. Fañez loses the challenge. It's a strikeout for Dishmay. Fañez 0-for-3, two strikeouts now. 3-1 Jupiter. One out, one on. With Baez coming up, certainly has the power to tie this game with one swing. So somehow overnight, it was a pipe broke out there, and with all the rain that we've had the last few days, it just gave way. And that's the reason for the mini sinkhole. But got word this morning that they fixed it. They're very confident in it. Got to the ballpark. Walked out there with the general manager, Nick Burnaby. Saw it. Yuki was out there. Saw it. The umpires were out there. They saw it. He was like, oh, this looks pretty good. You couldn't tell. It was a giant hole the day before. So they did a nice job to patch that up. Fix the pipe. And we're able to play on. But if not for that sinkhole, we probably would have played last night. Now, would we have played the doubleheader? Hard to say. 2-1 pitch outside to Baez. But I got home around 8 o'clock last night. So we had been in, you know, baseball work mode. We arrived at the ballpark noon, Port St. Lucie, and got back at 8 o'clock. It's a long day to do nothing. 3-1 pitch, and Baez pops it up straight back. This will be for the fans, maybe off the roof. Off the roof, and it's back downstairs into the seats. So that was a lot of waiting around to do no baseball yesterday. That's a tough day. Hate to put in all that time waiting around, not to play at all. Timeout's called by Baez. And because the doubleheader was postponed, that means we do a doubleheader today. Single game tomorrow. Really not supposed to do back-to-back doubleheaders. And then the doubleheader on Sunday. So that's the week we've had. 3-1 coming to Baez, and he's going to swing through it for strike two. Home run cut. Dishmay gets it by at 95. 3-1 Hammerheads. Barrow on first base with one out in the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. Dishmay's pitch, line deep but foul, right side. Off the Cassidy cool zone, which appears to have a party going on down there. Covered group section. 3-2 pitch again to Baez, and he swings and misses. Challenge fastball. Dishmay blows it right by, and that's a good rally for Dishmay. Fell behind 3-0 to one of the more dangerous hitters in the league. Rallies for the strikeout. Inning started promising with the Barrow walk, but Fañez and Baez strike out, and Mercado at the plate. Second on the team with five homers. He's made that great play in left field last inning. Looking back in that last inning, ended with a walk and a single. He snuffed out a potential rally with that great play. One-oh pitch outside. Pause, and we have umpires going out to check the pitcher for substance. Well, they don't go all the way out. They just motion to him to not do something with his pants. Fastball outside. 3-0 on Mercado. So maybe a letdown after that big duel with Baez. Jupiter's going to get somebody up in the bullpen. They just sent the catcher down from the dugout. 3-0 pitch, and Mercado swings away and pops it up in foul ground. Vredenburg, the first baseman, makes the catch. Inning over. Both Baez and Mercado swinging from their shoes 3-0. Both eventually make outs. No runs, no hits, no errors. Barrow stranded at first base after the leadoff walk. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jupiter leading 3-1, looking for insurance.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, if you were listening to the broadcast earlier, I mentioned the Mets made some roster moves. One of those roster moves was adding a couple of, added two players recently from outside the organization. One is on the mound now. Hard-throwing right-hander Henry Henry. You heard that right. His first name is Henry. His last name is Henry. He is 25 years old, originally with the Padres organization as far back as 2016. Here's a fly ball hit high in the sky to center. Fanius rerouting in, makes the catch, and John Cruz is out. He was with the Padres since 2016 in their organization and making his way all the way up to Double A. Last year, 24 games for San Antonio. Sod Poodles released. And then picked up by the Mets in May. Signed to a minor league contract in May. As he throws a ball to McCants. Hung around the complex. And now with the St. Lucie Mets. Double-A guy, I'm sure, anxious to shake off whatever rust there is and get back up to double-A level Binghamton, at least Brooklyn. He gets a swing and a miss on a sharp slider from McCants. But, you know, sometimes when you join a new organization, you got to kind of start from scratch. Make your way up. 2-1 pitch. Slider nasty, down and in, fouled away. Eduardo Herrera, he was released from single-A level in the Royals organization. He's added yesterday. Henry Henry, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just missed. Perozzo, though, liked the pitch. Three-two to McCants. Struck him out with the fastball. Great sinking action. Two up, two down. Mets in the seventh inning. We'll have Perozzo, Ewing, and Cuevas trying to find a way to come back and extend the game. Jupiter scored a run in the first, second, and third. Mets scored their run in the third. bats have been held to two hits. A couple of dynamic teenage pitchers. Fastball away at 95. Sanchez a strikeout and a flyout. A 1-0. Looped into left field. That's a long run for Mercado near the line. Tries to make the catch and does. Oh, that was better than the last inning. He caught that almost between his legs while still running. Turned the glove sideways, knee high, and plucks it. Well, that's two fabulous catches by Mercado in back-to-back innings. It's a 1-2-3 debut inning for Henry Henry. And they go to the seventh inning, last call for the Mets. They need a couple of runs to keep the game going.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Eliezer Dishme going to try to finish this game out. Starter Benitez, first four innings. Dishme looking for the win. Even though it's a seven-inning game, as a starter, you still got to pitch five innings to get a win. Mets, quiet game. Just two hits, one run on the Villavicencio single. First pitch a strike, and we have a challenge by Perozzo. Well, looked pretty good. Might as well use it. Not many left. Not much time left. He did use it. He was wrong. So I don't mind using it in this at-bat, but maybe save it for a strike three type pitch. Next pitch is fouled away. And it's nothing in two. Perozzo. We have a ball that gets away from the Jupiter bullpen. We have a righty has started to loosen, throwing in front of the mound. Perozzo is now going to use the timeout. So Perozzo, Ewing, and Cuevas, 5-6-7 in the order. Trying to rally here in game number 60 of the season. Perozzo, a defensive swing, fouls it away. Dishmay's pitch. Blew him away with the fastball at 94 right across the letters. Dishmay, that's his fourth strikeout since entering in the fifth. And he has K'd three of the last four Mets hitters. A.J. Ewing next. First pitch to him. High fastball swung on and missed. It's been a long day. You wonder, especially for these guys who played in both games, how much is in the tank. This pitch is swung on and missed, nothing and two at 95. Basically, for a guy like A.J. Ewing, he's playing a 14-inning game today. Get a 30-minute rest, then try to ramp back up. Again, been off the last 2 days. It's a tough situation. He swings and misses at the fastball at 94. Two quick outs, both strikeouts, and now Dishmay has struck out for the last five Mets. He's an out away from getting the win and earning a split here today for the Hammerheads. It's turning into a must-win game. Can't afford to be losing both games of a doubleheader if you're trying to win a division. There's a first pitch strike to Cuevas. Didn't like it. Wasn't even caught by Bromwell. You know, rosters are different in the minor leagues. Things change year to year. But Jupiter technically is the defending champion. Cuevas drives this ball into deep center field. Shade running back. It's over his head. And it's going to bounce up against the wall. Cuevas chugging into second with the double. He keeps the line moving. Remember, the Mets down to their last out on Tuesday. Down five runs, scored four. Cuevas a big part of that with the two-run hit. So they know they have it in them. And, of course, Jupiter pitching with the lead in the last inning has not fared well the last couple of times they've had those leads. Hernandez has walked twice, so he's seen the ball well tonight. Vicencio has had a nice day hitting on deck. First pitch fastball right in there. Nothing in one. Breaking ball home. Good stop by Bromwell. That double by Cuevas, the Mets' first extra base hit since Ronald Hernandez hit the home run in the third inning of game one. No 1-1 pitch, fouled away, and now the Mets are down to their last strike. Dish Mason's coming in. It's done a relatively good job of throwing it over the plate. One-two pitch, breaking ball down. That's a good take. That pitch looked good out of the hand. And Hernandez trusted that would fall off. The 2-2 from Dishmay. Struck him out on the high fastball. And that'll do it for the game. Dishmay strikes out three in the seventh inning. Does not give up a run over the final three to clinch the series split for the Hammerheads. They win game two by a score of 3-1, scoring a run in the first, second, and third against Franklin Gomez. And there are two teenage pitchers, Benitez and Dishmay, recently up from the Complex League, combined for a really nice effort, seven innings, giving up just one run and three hits between them. So it's a doubleheader split. Took a while, but we are finally somewhat nearing get back on track today. It's Jupiter and the Mets have now played three games to the point where they should be have played four. They'll do a single game tomorrow and then the doubleheader on Sunday to make it six games in 6 days. Jupiter finishing up the happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout. Winning pitcher Eliezer Dishmay, losing pitcher Franklin Gomez. Mets will drop to 20-40 on the season. Jupiter now 33-27, matching Palm Beach. Palm Beach right now in a scoreless tie up in Daytona. So Jupiter is either going to be a half game ahead or a half game back, depending on the outcome of that game. Step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up a long day at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. The promotion tonight here at the ballpark was called Starry Night. They're going to shoot off fireworks. They're going to have the kiddos and the fans hang out and look at the stars afterwards, although it might be too cloudy for a starry night here in Jupiter, Florida. But also, it's pediatric brain tumor awareness night here at the ballpark, and that's just such a terrible thing to have happen to a kid. And Hammerheads are partnering with the local organization about that, and they're going to light some bags here momentarily down the left field line. The Mets are as well going to participate. So everybody for St. Lucie has hung out in the dugout, coaches, staff, players. They're going to light and partake in this. Good on the Mets to do this, and it's a very worthy cause. So that's all happening right now. They're ramping up for that. We'll probably be off the air by the time it takes place. But let's wrap up a long day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It took a while, but glad to be back playing. We had the noon game on Tuesday. A Wild won 11-10 Jupiter. Then we had the rest of Tuesday night off, all of Wednesday off, all of yesterday off, even though we really wanted to play, tried to play. Just didn't quite work out with the sinkhole out there in center field. They got that patched up. Weather cooperated today for the most part. We did start 30 minutes behind schedule. But I give credit, these two teams, they played a 1 hour and 56-minute game one. They played a 1 hour and 40-minute game two. Fairly efficient ball games, fairly well played, considering how these two teams have been idle the last 2 days. Really was not a lot of sloppy play for either team. Some plays I'm sure each team would like back in each game, but you know, for the most part, it was not a, I would not call it a slop fest out there. Kudos to those teams who played fairly efficiently and fairly well to get us through this day and trying to get us back on track. You go back to game one, the Mets took a 3-0 lead. They had solo home runs from Barrow, Vivasencio, Hernandez. Mets had a little trouble in left field defensively in the bottom of that fourth inning with Hernandez getting an RBI double, Despina getting a two-run single. Both balls maybe could have been caught, but were not. Game got tied at 3. Tough break for Wenninger. But new pitcher for Jupiter, Luis Vizcaino, in the fifth inning, he walked 3 batters. Mets made him pay when Ronald Hernandez got a 2-out RBI single against Justin Storm, the new pitcher. Made it 4-3 Mets. And then Wenninger got out of a mini jam in the fifth inning. Amon's got out of a jam in the sixth and then retired the side and ordered in the seventh to get the win to snap the 5-game losing streak. In the second game, Franklin Gomez, he battled, just didn't quite have the good stuff, and he gave up a hit and a run, or a hit and a walk to the first two batters he faced. Brock Vredenburg, a 2-out, 2-strike, ground rule double, gave Jupiter 1-0 lead in the first. Leadoff walk in the second, came around to score on an error after Jordan McCant single into right field. That made it 2-0. Mets got on the board in the third inning. Hernandez drew a walk against Benitez. He was then balked a second. Vivasencio singled him home. That made it 2-1. And then in the third inning, though, Jupiter got that run back. Vredenburg, a one-out single. Kemp Alderman singled, set up runners at the corners. John Cruz drove in the third and final run with the ground out, making it a 3-1. Yeah, really good pitching. The Mets didn't threaten much the rest of the way in that second game. You had a leadoff walk from Barrow in the sixth inning to set the table, but Dishmay then struck out two, got a pop out, and Dishmay struck out three in the seventh, worked around that two-out double by Cuevas. So looking at the box score from game one, the Mets win 4-3, four runs, six hits, one error. Jupiter, three runs, five hits, no errors. Wenninger in that game, 5 2/3, five hits, three runs, three walks, eight strikeouts to get his second win. Amon's a perfect inning in the third to get his third save. It's probably time to start wondering when those two guys are going to go up to Brooklyn. Don't know the pitching situation from Brooklyn, how much room there is, but I think they've proven their point at single A. They are both on a real good run right now. In game two, one run, three hits, one error for the Mets. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Jupiter. So Jupiter plays a couple error-free games. For the Mets, Franklin Gomez, three innings, six hits, three runs, two walks, three strikeouts in the loss. Benitez, four innings, two hits, a run, a walk, three strikeouts, no decision. Dishmay, three innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and six strikeouts as he gets credit for the win. So now we move ahead to tomorrow. We are back, at least for one day, to a nine-inning game. It's going to be a 6 o'clock start. Weather looks pretty good. It should be good the rest of the way. Cross your fingers for that. At this point, they ran out any more games. We're not going to be able to play all six. So we'll go airtime at 5:50 tomorrow. And then first pitch at 6 o'clock. Tune into the Twitter machine or the website for any potential changes. We'll update you there. Well, folks, that'll do it for these games. This post-game show and this broadcast. Once again, your finals from Jupiter. In Game 1, Mets 4, Jupiter 3 in Game 2. Jupiter 3, Mets 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday evening. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.